The Department of Natural Resources today asked a Dillingham Superior Court to reconsider a decision 10 days ago concerning a challenge to the Pebble Mine. Judge Fred Torisi denied a motion to dismiss a case brought by the non-Dalton Tribal Council and other plaintiffs who said the Murkowski administration improperly reclassified the land around the mine. The state argued that non-Dalton should have taken their case through the administrative process, not to court. But the court disagreed, saying the department's area plans are the equivalent of regulations. Assistant Attorney General John Baker says the court went beyond established procedures and statutes in making its decision. Baker says treating all land management plans as regulations would have far-reaching, possibly unintended consequences beyond just the Pebble project.
The concern is that they would all be susceptible to an argument that if they are regulations, they're actually invalidly adopted regulations. And the concern would be then that they could be, the plans themselves could be invalidated.
Baker says management plans have distinct procedures that need to be followed before they go into effect. If the system is changed, all land management plans could be challenged directly in court.
And we can speculate as to the extent of that, but we don't have any control over who might bring a claim like that or under what motivation.
He says the state's argument has always been that the opponents to the Pebble Mine or any other project do not have to look at the area plans as regulations. He says they will still be able to make their arguments and have input into the management system. The next step is up to the court. Judge Torisi can order more hearings or he could reconsider the decision based on information already filed.